Jesus, bless your people with a wise and feeling heart. Give us the blessings of dignity and freedom, prosperity and peace. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you. Ray DeVito with us today.
Hey, hey.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Ray, of course, from the new 100 for 30 video. You see it on keithandthegirltv.com.
It's a hit.
People are digging it.
I told you it would be a hit.
They love it. I said, I don't know if I want you to do this. You said, please? I won't even take money, he said. I'm like, all right, let's take the money. Let's do it like we normally do it. And what did I know? It ended up working out after all.
What did you think of your video?
I was so drunk.
Do you remember any of it, or does that remind you of the night?
No, you know what? Like, I watched it, and I was like, I look way more coherent than I actually, like, was. It was fun. I mean, it was...
Wow, really? That's quite the statement, Ray.
What's that?
That would make me go watch the video again.
Well, I thought... Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I was tickling Brother Love.
That's not how you normally do stand-up?
No, I don't tickle the audience.
I didn't know. Were you watching it? You're like, oh my God, that's kind of funny, and start taking notes? I should do this stuff.
Note to self. When it goes down, start tickling.
But everybody dug it, and we have a couple more in the can, as they say. Victor Varnado coming up. Mike Kaplan did.
Did you know that Pat Dixon and Jesse Joyce did it?
Yeah, they were fighting about it.
What do you mean?
They were fighting the other night, talking about it.
Oh, yeah?
I guess Pat's mad that Jesse went after. What a bunch of bitches, right?
How do you mean?
What were they mad about?
No, he was just joking that he had to open for Jesse.
Oh.
Such the egos all the time. Like, in his studio with the two awesome hosts, like, it matters. Like, who goes what?
Well, if it didn't matter, it wouldn't be a mess of a video. I love it.
Well, Jeremy's writing in from not Arkansas. He's now in New York, obviously. Saying the good news is your Irish girlfriend, Kat, approves of the video, so she's happy about it. What's good? You guys are
well,
in
love. Like, she just sits there with a, mm-hmm. a thumbs up, thumbs down.
You know what? Probably everybody asks her. You know how you start dating someone, and then the topic of them comes up, and everyone elbows you like, huh, we're talking about them. And then you're like, yeah. So probably your video came out, and everyone's, you know, PMing and emailing her and Twittering, and what do you think? It's your boyfriend. What do you think?
No, it was good. She told me it was good.
Does this make you nervous?
Huh? No, you know, but like everything's like awesome between us. But let's say what if someday something is not awesome, God forbid? And then like, what if that's like a sore subject every time it comes up? Like, oh, no, everything's fucking awesome. Like, don't look at me like, why? What's up?
No. I was wondering what you would consider the potential here to be a sore subject. The video?
The video or that we're talking about it?
No. I'm just talking about relationships in general. There are rough patches that do happen from time to time, right?
Right.
All right. I'm not foreshadowing anything. I'm just saying.
You guys have a fight yet?
No, that's the thing. But fights come, right?
Fights come, yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you had a relationship?
3 years ago.
Yeah? How long did that last?
Like 6 months.
Was it your first fight and it was done, or?
No, I will say this. This is what I will say about Kat is, like, so far...
Do you
like,
call her Kat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's her name, man. I call her woman and lady, too, but that's...
That's because she wears heels, though.
Yeah. But I will say this. Like, out of all the relationships I've ever had, like, this one started out the best, so... Maybe, who knows? We can go 30 years with zero fights. How about that?
Are you nervous the fights will come when you live in the same country? Now, are you in love?
The potential could be there.
Does,
how about that? That's what I'll say. Like, you can't... Right now, I think we both really like each other, and I think the potential could be there.
Are you guys nervous at all that you live in separate countries? What's the point?
I mean, yes, there is a distance, but... I don't know. She's got like a year and a half left of school, so well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Is she thinking of moving to America?
Before we even started dating, she wanted to come to New York to work. So that's a good thing. That's good because that will not make me feel guilty of if she does come here, because that's a lot of pressure. Someone's like, all right, I'm going to come to this country for, like, you're going to come because you want to be here, or you're coming for me?
Does she have citizenship somehow? Will she have to marry you? Is what I'm asking.
How about you two make it official? Let's pass the buck here.
Well, she happened to have citizenship already. It's smooth and clear for us.
Keith, we're 2 months in. Let's talk about you two.
Well, Keith is with me for the Israeli citizenship, obviously.
It's the other way around.
In case shit gets hectic here, he can go back to the Middle East.
Right, like, where it's nice and peaceful. And calm.
Well, I was Pat Dixon's Twitters, of course. We were talking about those a couple days ago. And so I started being a little more fun with my Twitters. Make people wonder. It's fun. Sure.
I think he's trying to throw me off, personally.
Started it, I wrote, some people have their Twitter wakes them up. Like, if I send a Twitter and it pops on your phone, and you could turn this, I don't feel bad, you can turn the service off. You know, I don't know where you're living or when your sleep time is. But I do know it's 5 in the morning and I am waking somebody up. And I wrote, if these tweets wake you up, ladies, think about this. Why hasn't he put a ring on it? Never mind. Now's not a good time. Go back to bed. And it got some guys in trouble, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Like, oh, that's good thinking. Why haven't you? Can you imagine getting woken up? Why haven't you put a ring on it? What? What kind of dream did you have?
Well, women do that, right? Like, awake, have a dream, and you're guilty.
Right.
Have you ever done that to Keith?
Actually, we've both. I've seen Keith wake up. We just woke up. And I'm looking at his face, and I actually said to him, you had a bad dream, and he just looks at me funny, and he said, yeah. And I go, I did something bad in your dream, and he says, yeah. And I go, you need a minute? He goes, yeah.
Because I was the girl.
Yeah, and sometimes it feels so real, and you just look at the person, you know, you wake up with that feeling, and yeah, he was completely just angry.
I think she was with another dude or something, and I woke up, and that's her right there, and you don't have time, you know, it doesn't process. You're like, I know I'm fucking mad at you. I'm not really sure why. Why are you? But I know you shouldn't be smiling at me. I don't like this. Then you get your shit together, but it takes a second.
And then later that day, Keith had his period.
Right. I'm a girl. Another Twitter was, uh-oh, that fart went wrong.
You know what? That Twitter scared me. I checked your pants.
Nothing happened. I totally made it up.
Oh, my God.
Now I see it's fun. Nothing happened. Here's another one. I want to piss, shit, yawn, and sneeze all at the same time. And I'm coming in your ass. So I'm trying to one-up Pat Dixon.
That was for his mistress. That's not about me.
People realize, they're like, did Pat Dixon take over your Twitter? I'm like, no, but thank you. Thanks for thinking that.
On the Pat Dixon Twitters, when Kat was here, the one show I did, that Morrison Motel show, Carmen was there, Pat's girlfriend.
Right.
And so Kat's there. So she goes, hey, what do you think of Pat's Twitter? She's like, what? I don't read that shit. Like, everyone's worried about.
That's how the whole thing started. It seemed a little weird. It seems like he's cheating on his girlfriend. She just has to read the Twitters. And he acts like he's just being silly, but I'm not buying it.
I just think it's funny. We mentioned some stuff on the show, and then people meet whoever we talk about in real life and then just start the conversation from there. You know? I remember for the April 15th show, a couple my friends, this is a couple of years ago, a couple of my friends showed up and they don't listen to my show. You know, we've just known each other from way back and nobody knows that they're my friends. So they're just getting weird, random, you know, what'd you think about so-and-so? And they're like, huh? And it's just mid-conversation based on what happened on the show. Part of that is also, what's your forum's name? And, you know, I think my friends should understand that, right?
They should.
I warn them.
So they're like, oh, Pat Dixon created a monster with you, Keith. And I said, yes, he created a monster like the monster I just made in your belly. Don't tell my wife. Brian Ward saying, this is Pat Dixon's latest Twitter. I am currently having sex with someone other than my girlfriend. Now, what could these mean? I'm not sure.
I think that means he likes sherbet.
Some more of mine trying to be like, Pat, I just thought of something funny, but I forgot it. So now I'm thinking of my cock down your throat and bacon. Your lips are a hot dog bun. Want a picnic? I'll bring the meat. Also, you're a whore I met on 18th Street.
That's pretty good.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah,
it's like poetry.
That was poetic.
If this is over 140 characters, then just ignore it. Don't look at me. It'll make raping you so much easier.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good? You don't know how it... I am the swastika. You are the gas chamber Jew. You don't like me, but my cock is your only chance at life. Jew.
What? This is Pat Dixon?
No.
These are mine. I'm trying to be like Pat.
Oh, that's yours?
Yeah.
That one's pretty...
That's like poetry, right?
Speaking of which, Happy New Year, Jews.
Happy New Year, Hamda.
Not me.
No?
I denounced this shit.
No,
already.
Your mom's vagina was Jewish. That's the rule. I didn't make that rule. Everyone knows that rule.
That's true. The only thing that's very Jewy about me today is that I have a special going on for Jew Day in my store. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. If you buy $10 or more in the store, you get a free keychain bottle opener with your purchase. KeithandTheGirl.com/store.
And you don't have to be Jewish to do that, right?
No. You could fake it.
Okay. You do have to do something Jewish, though. You got to say something Jewish, right?
Well, you got to put Jew. Jew is the code word for you to get the keychain. Thank you. Right?
Really?
Yes.
It is?
Okay. Yeah, you have to put the word Jew.
Elvis was confused by the Twitters, by the way. He said, is this Keith Twitting or Pat Dixon? If it's neither, then I'll rape you. With a smile.
Pat Dixon started a trend.
Yeah. But it's fun. I see why he does it now. You saw the latest, speaking of the story, you saw the latest DVD. How'd I do? Aces or Aces 10?
Aces. Aces 10? What's the good one?
Aces 10.
Aces 10? How many aces? How many aces do we need? 10? They're all there. All 10 of them. All 10 of them aces.
Thank you.
And the commentary I thought was very interesting. Jesse's a negative dude, man.
He's a negative Nelly, this guy.
Yeah. Try living with him for 4 years.
No, I couldn't even stand watching him in video. Like, I live with the guy. Whore is writing from upstate and giving me an Aces Babillion.
Oh.
So, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, by the way, I was looking at pictures on the internet, and I ended up coming across Who Are Pictures that people drew, Humans United Against Robots, that I never saw.
Oh, wow.
And some of these are amazing. So if you're doing Keith and the Girl art of some sort, let us know. That's all. I'm finding these, and nobody ever told me about them.
You could send them to info@keithandthegirl.com or post them on the forums.
Yeah.
keithandthegirl.com/forums.
You took the time. Show them off.
Right.
I remember somebody saying, oh, I got a Keith and the Girl tattoo a couple weeks ago. I didn't know how to reach you.
You guys should get a website or something.
Right.
Maybe an email address. I don't
know. Show me. Good gravy. By the way, it's also Keith McNally's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, McNally.
Slow down. Don't help this egotist out. I'm just a quick birthday, and then we can move on.
He did do a good job editing that video.
He does a great job, right?
He did do a good job.
Yeah. So 30 years old, and he's still alive.
Keith, what's his website?
Keith Courage. KeithCourage.com. You can see the podcast that he does, as well as his art, as a matter of fact. He does what he calls shitty comics. They're comics that are done rather shitty, but they're very amusing.
And it sounds like he takes does drawings of his shits.
You're close. Cocks and shits with this guy. I'm not exaggerating. Dear Keith and Kenda, Thursday, of course, Patrice couldn't make it. What'd she do again? She stubbed her toe?
She stubbed her toe.
That's horrendous. By the way, you follow her Twitter, she's all over the city. That's very interesting. But I'm not offended. It's just me and Kenda, and it hasn't been us for a while. And that was a lot of fun.
It was, yeah.
I had a good time. But the show started with Kenda talking about going to an atheist meeting. She wanted to see how that was. And what would you give it, by the way? Because you're not going there again.
I'm not going to go to this particular one. I give it a meh.
Okay.
You know?
I think we talked about this before on this show, my problem with atheist meetings. Like, if you're an atheist, that's fine. But, like, it's like you're getting together for something you don't believe. Like, you know what I mean? Either you believe in God or not. Like, why do you have to, you know? Like, I don't see opera, but I don't go to an anti-opera meeting.
I do understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like you don't believe in God, but you miss that people are having clam bakes. You know, you get to have bingo and fun in a church hall. Well, I want to have fun too. Well, then you got to be into it.
I think it's just another like-minded meetup, you know? You just believe in the same thing or don't believe in the same thing as other people.
But like, all right, so it's like hating on the people
believe. It's not a hating thing.
It's not? All right.
That's the thing. I talked about it a little bit. I don't want it to be a hating thing. I don't want us to all get together and laugh at whoever believes in God. I just want it to be...
That's what it is. An atheist meeting is just them standing outside churches, pointing at the windows, going, ha, 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 suckers! You're all wrong!
that's our bake sale. He's going and smashing the bake sale of God people.
Well, this person, Joey, isn't happy with you.
Oh, really?
And he rates, Dear Keith and Hemda, I'm Joey, age 24, male.
Before you continue, just the name Joey alone, even if I was an atheist, my name's Hemda, I don't think we would have agreed anyway.
But Joey better be 11 years old. Otherwise, it's Joe or Joseph. Joey?
24, Joey says.
He's not a human yet.
He's male, sober, straight, and he gives a shit about this email. On yesterday's show, 1,044, by the way, we're up to. It's called The Greatest. You began with the atheist meeting and told the story about the bus driver. It's a bus driver that refused to drive a bus because there is an atheist poster on it.
An atheist ad.
He just parked the bus on the side of the road and waited till a new driver came. People had to wait.
What?
Yeah. He said, I refuse. Jesus will know I drove this bus with this on it, and I am not happy. I don't get how Hemda can get so defensive about a guy not wanting to drive a bus with an atheist ad on it.
Was I really that defensive?
You weren't. Actually, you said at first you said, you know, well, I can agree, you know, fuck this, that's crazy. And then kind of started thinking about the other point of view. So this person heard you and then didn't hear the rest. That's what I'm saying.
If it was an atheist and there was a God ad on the side, I would take the same stance.
Right.
You're hired to drive the bus, you know, and like I said yesterday, if there was an ad for, what's that, let's say Dexter, that guy who's a serial killer, are you now a killer? Are you going to go by every ad if there was a condom ad and you're a Catholic? You know, you can't.
I'm pretty sure if things were turned around, the nerds in the meeting would have done the same if a God Saves ad were on the bus they drive. First of all, that's not true because there are God Save ads everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And second, we did discuss that, and right. I think majority of the people at least did not agree with this guy.
I am a Christian, but not religious. Religion is the root of what's wrong in today's world. Catholic, Baptist, atheist, whatever sections Jews break off into, it's all just man's way of saying this is what you do to get to heaven. Or with atheists, this is what is funny about God fairy tales, haha.
Oh, see, he really didn't listen to me.
No, you just made him angry, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
That's
what I don't like about labels. I don't want to be an atheist. I don't want to be an Israeli. I don't represent everything that is just one thing about me, you know? I just happen to have this.
You just want to be a person.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's a black and white world. There's no gray areas.
Especially if I'm going to go to meetings, right?
Yeah.
He rates on, it's all stupid.
Oh, way to take a stance.
I'd like to believe no matter what we choose in life, that being a good person and just praising a higher power for letting us be here will get me into heaven.
Hello, what, AA.
What a shame. What a shame that's how you live, right?
What?
If I'd like to think if I just praise a higher power, then that higher power will put me in heaven. What a way to live. As for the Jesus part, I do believe he died for our sins.
But
well, this just in. You are religious, Joey.
Yeah.
I do believe he died for our sins, but not that his death cleans our slate. Rather, God knew that people are so fucking dumb that he needed to give us someone to base our lives upon.
You're an angry Christian.
You're angry. A. B. He made us. He didn't get stuck with us.
Right.
Jesus didn't go, wow, these motherfuckers are so dumb. I gotta die and make a big to-do out of it. Just make us smarter than Jesus, right?
I'm gonna ask Joey to listen back yesterday. I had no negative tone. I was not angry. I was just discussing what I saw. I'm just interested in what people think. No.
What? Why were atheists on the bus? If
no.
This was the whole group was on the bus?
No. There was an ad on the side of the bus, just like you'd see any ad.
Oh,
there was an
right.
ad for There Is No God. Some kind of atheist ad.
Okay.
Think of God as a higher being that put us on earth and not as some jealous person that will strike you down if you like a dick up your ass.
How does he know?
It's
weird,
I don't
Joey.
Follow this
you
one.
Know me so well. Elvis is saying, Chemda, maybe God wanted you to go to this meeting. Just
maybe
saying.
God wanted you to have a dick up your ass. Do you ever?
But don't think of God as a jealous person. Right before that, you said, I like to think I'll go to heaven if I just praise this guy. Jesus is an egotist. Extremely. In fact, this is in the Bible. They said to Jesus, if you could just give us one commandment, Jesus, what would it be? And Jesus says, don't trick me, asshole. I got 10 commandments. Just follow those. What's the big fucking deal? And they go, come on, Jesus. What's the most important?
You memorized that verbatim. That's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
John 12:13. And Jesus said,
look at that.
Come on. You're really fucking giving me the runaround. And he said, just give me the one commandment. What is it? He said, I'll tell you what. Here's the commandment, asshole.
You asshole bitch fuck. I
asshole
believe,
bitch fuck. If you want to know so bad. He said, to know, love, and serve the Lord your God in this life and in the next. Now, if that's not an egotist, I don't know what is. That's all you have to do. Is know, love, and serve him, not only now, but in the future. Yes, I do think he's a jealous God. If you believe in this silliness.
Isn't that funny? Don't you just picture some guy sitting on a mountain on some rock with a book and a pen in hand, and God's going, oh, yeah, and another thing. tell them there's just me. There is just one God. And I have a son. He's just like me, but there's only me. Write that down also. Put that in there.
Did you put down that I'm almighty?
Almighty.
Did you have almighty?
Should I write awesome? Awesome's a good word, right? Capitalize the A. I'm awesome. Put that in there.
It's not God, he says, that brings war and hatred. It's stupid, ignorant people. By the way, ignorant spelled wrong. That's kind of funny. It's stupid, ignorant people who have nothing better to do. That's why, by the way, that's why we're at war. Yeah. We have nothing better to do. And Hemda, just because people believe in God, that doesn't make us silly. It's just nice to believe that after this hate-filled world we live in, there is something better on the other side.
I specifically said that I don't want to go to meetings where they make fun of God people. However, I did also say that I do think it's silly to think that you're just going to burn and burn and burn and burn and burn.
Anyways.
Forever and ever and ever.
I love your show, and I hope to hear more in the days the Lord gives me.
He did not say
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Keith Malley.
This is true.
That's, seriously?
Yep. Anyways, love your show, and I hope to hear more in the days the Lord gives me. But he's not religious. Let's keep that in mind. He's very open-minded. Never met a more open-minded person.
He seems nice. Joey. Come on, man.
Right.
Joey.
How could you hate Joey?
Joey's... Hey. He means well.
Joey's got the good weed.
Well.
So he's like, fuck me. I'm just ash. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just here praising God.
Elvis wants to know where God is. He's on a respirator.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of God, and this a buddy of mine, his mom had cancer, and she's all right. But they set up like this, like... this guest book where you can like whatever through like this Christian ministry or whatever. And I got an email like, oh, will you say something kind about this lady? So I did. But now I'm on this stupid like newsletter feed. So like I get these mass emails about people to pray for. And some of them are like people having cancer and it's horrible stuff. But some of them it's like, my dog's sick. Can someone please say some prayers for me? And it's like, are you shitting me? Like, and I almost want to say, like, I'm going to write something like a horrible thing. Like, yeah, you know what? I had lung cancer. It's not going so well. Why don't you fuckers step up the prayers? Like, and you can't really, like, get off this list because I would feel like a douche.
I don't think, see, that's the thing. I know that feeling of these people are going to know when I unsubscribe, but
right.
I think only God will smite you for that. So don't worry.
I think it's kind of humorous. Like, so, because it's so, like, the different contrast. Like, some of them are big, dramatic, like, really, you know, like, oh, my God, this person's really in trouble. And other ones are, like, minute things. Like, I'm going to drive across the country. Wish me well.
Right. it's like, what? You know, one of the reasons I don't believe in God, other than I'm a grown adult, is that I don't want to believe that there's somebody in charge that... you have to keep praying to and thanking. Like, he knows. Just fix my fucking dog.
Yeah.
He's got to be a little cocksucker about it. Like, now you beg me. Beg me to fix the dog. Then thank me for fixing the dog. You know, the dog that I made sick, by the way. Because I watch over everything.
Yeah.
Ass nice. That's what he's doing. He's a brat. Who happened to make the world. And I will not give you this kind of power, even if it means I'm going to hell.
Listen to this. This proves your theory from before. Jason from North Carolina is saying, and this is a quote, "You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God."
Of course.
That's from Exodus.
And he says, dude.
But isn't one of the commandments is sort of about jealousy, right? The don't covet your...
neighbor's wife?
Yeah, that's sort of... jealousy, right? You're jealous of your neighbor.
Yeah, you want the neighbor's wife. You want the neighbor's things.
That's a nice way to say don't fuck the lady next door.
Well, don't even think about fucking the lady next door.
Right.
Don't even think about it. Good gravy.
You got to think about it.
Of course. Lord, what?
You got to think about it.
I'd like Ray DeVito to write a Bible. Well, you got to think about it.
You think about putting your dick in a lot of things. You don't do it.
Well, when he says, I don't think God is a, you know, jealous person, I didn't see his point, but who cares if you have a dick in the ass? Well, hey, that's in your Bible also, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sodomy. Right. Yeah. Well, not sodomy, but...
Two men having sex should be stoned. Two women having sex are supposed to be stoned. How do you have this book? And really, none of you read the book, by the way. Mm-hmm. These religious people are not reading the books. They're correcting me.
The ones that are spewing out quotes usually are the ones that just memorize some quotes in order to look a certain way.
Well, isn't there something in the Bible when a woman has her period, you're supposed to like do something with a stone to herself or something? I don't know. I know that
in the Jewish religion, you're very unholy while you have your period, and that's part of why they segregate actually in the synagogue.
That's just a dude just saying like, listen, I can't talk to you right now because you're unholy. It is
like, and the man,
you're a demon right now.
The man shall walketh to the pub with his brethren.
I can't be near this demon right now. God wants me to be away from you.
After a fortnight they will regroup. And fuck through sheets that have holes in them.
I have to go not covet my neighbor's wife right now while you finish what you're doing.
Yeah, just you gotta keep praying to me. I don't want to believe that's how the world works. Beg me. Beg me. I have cancer, Lord. Beg me.
Were you nice?
That's nice.
Yeah.
There's not enough of you. Get more friends together, and then maybe I'll listen.
Send a mass email.
Yeah. How much do you not want to have cancer?
Oh my God, God is like one of those doctors on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
And you got to get the exact right number.
How much you not want to have cancer? Huh?
Give me some money. We'll talk.
Mm.
I do think it's that though. I think it's who's ever in charge of the churches that spew that like, oh, you got to do this. You got to worship. You got to work. Because if you don't, that's big business, and you're gonna like cut into their livelihood.
True. If people don't show up to church, there's no church. There's no money. There's no means.
So it's
synagogues are a huge money maker. You have to be a member of a synagogue most of the time, and which means you have to pay dues. Then when you get there, they auction off. It's the weirdest thing. They auction off who's going to carry the Torah, because it's an honor. I think every Monday and Thursday and Saturday you take out the Torah. It's a big ceremony, and you know you scroll through the Bible and blah blah blah, and so you auction that. You can actually hear the rabbi going, you know, $20, $40, $40, $60, $60.
What's the average amount?
It's hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars to walk with it.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Yeah.
That's weird.
It's very bizarre.
You know what? She says that, but I remember being a kid, and I grew up Catholic, and it was like a huge deal at Christmas time in like our church. If you got to like carry one of the statues, the nativity scene, like it was a big deal. Like, oh, I wanted Jesus. All right, I didn't get Jesus. Well, I at least want to be a shepherd. And it was like a big deal. If you were a kid and you had money, I could see them being like, Mom, bid for me. I want to carry the baby Jesus.
I mean, all the money goes towards the synagogue, but what's the synagogue really?
It's weird. You have to have money to be holy, almost, right?
Oh, in my synagogue growing up, I mean, I grew up part of my life. I grew up in a very fancy schmancy neighborhood, and we went to the synagogue that was about 6 blocks away. And I look at it now because we're not that far away. I pass it a little bit. They must have raised a lot of money because they just put on a new wing to the synagogue and everything. But at the time, it was a really small synagogue. And really, just people showed up in the outfits, and everyone's just gossiping about each other's outfits. It was just another day at some bagel shop. You know what
I mean?
It's
like the MTV Music Awards.
Exactly.
It's like the VMAs.
Yeah.
Kanye comes up. And right. like, sorry, no disrespect, but she can't carry the Torah. Beyonce would carry the Torah way better. What's your carrying the Torah?
And you know what else is funny? These are the days where you're not allowed to touch money is when a lot of times when they're auctioning this thing. So basically, you're talking about money, which means to me you're dealing with money. But since you're paying later, since the synagogue trusts you because you're a Jew, no, we're not really dealing with money. I think that's bizarre.
I wonder if anybody's going to synagogue and $2 million, they carry the Torah. Bye. Bye, sucker. You're not there the next day. They're like, my God, I've touched 30 Torahs.
You get an invoice.
Right.
Torah invoice.
Can you bill me?
Put it on my tab of Torah.
Yeah, the little black guy in the corner who doesn't count for shit is writing things down because the rest of us aren't allowed to do shit that day.
That's something. Yeah, you can do it. You can turn the lights on for me. You can take the money. You're not going to be in heaven anyway.
It's stuff like Yom Kippur is coming up next week, which is the Day of Atonement. You're not allowed to You're not allowed to write. You're allowed to read. You can't turn on the TV. No electricity. No food. No water. No turning on the shower. No wearing leather. basically everybody, you see like all these men in suits with, you know, canvas sneakers, because you're supposed to basically be level with everybody else. Now, why are you wearing a suit? I don't know, you know, but there are all these rules, so you follow the rules. But
are you allowed to wear the hats that are the size of the Empire State Building?
Yes.
Sure, that's yes. level with everybody.
So basically, while you're praying, I mean, most of the people stay at home for...
Yeah, why? I wouldn't leave my house. I'd be too scary. Like, I'm going to fuck up somehow. Like, I'm just going to sit in a bubble.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, are not brushing their teeth because you can't turn on water. I used to brush my teeth. I just couldn't deal. I used to, I think, also take showers. And, yeah, everyone makes up their own rules.
Can they go to the bathroom? Are you allowed to urinate?
I wonder if some people are not flushing, Jeez. You know? So towards the end, you want to go to the synagogue because as soon as they blow the horn, you're allowed to eat, right? So a lot of synagogues, as soon as the horn is blown, everybody's dismissed and there's food downstairs. Now, how is there food downstairs? It's hot food. You're not allowed to turn on the stove. You're not allowed to turn on the oven. There's no electricity. You're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to do any kind of work at all. No working, no getting on the bus, no touching money. So how is there hot food?
They're just telling people, you're not chosen, you come over
here. Exactly. It's the Shabbos goy. Now, here's the thing. Even if you believe that this guy is just not counting, right?
Right.
This person doesn't count. He's allowed to do this because he's non-believer. We don't give a fuck about him. Even still, right? He's working for you during this time, which means even though you're not paying him at the moment, you're still dealing with money. There's still money being calculated. So I think that's a rule breaker also. Plus, I think... Christ Almighty, you can't deal going back home 20 minutes later and eating. You know, you can't just have like cookies or something for a minute. You have to have the hot food. You starved for 24 hours. Big deal. You know what right. I mean? No.
Yeah.
And then everyone eats like pigs and forgets the rest of the shit that they were just supposed to go through.
Yeah. I don't like Judaism.
Yeah. Some chosen people, man. They,
nah.
It's their New Year.
Remember,
I'm taking my Happy New Year back.
We don't like what we're hearing. Let me see if this works. I'm looking at the website, keithandthegirl.com, and on the left is a couple quick promos about your brother thinking that he was having sex. Thinking that he was peeing, actually, when he was orgasming with the chick, right?
This is, well, let's just put it in perspective. My brother came on the show earlier on when we first started, and he was talking about one of his first sexual experiences, the first time anyone touched his pee-pee, and he didn't know what an orgasm was, so he thought he was going to pee in this girl's hand, because he had no idea. He never touched himself. He never came, and so neither one of them knew what was happening. They had to turn on the light and look at it, like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
How old was he?
8, I feel like?
No, 12 or something, 12 or 13.
That's, like, right when you start having... Because I remember, like, I don't... Keith, do you remember, like, touching yourself when you were a kid?
I didn't, actually. I'm being dead
really?
Serious.
Really?
I didn't masturbate till I was 18.
I remember, like rubbing against, like, a pillow or something and just knowing it felt... good. I didn't know what I was doing.
I'm sure I did that.
And that, yeah, yeah. And then, like, I remember just one day doing it, and all of a sudden there's stuff coming out, and it's like, what is this? And asking my dad,
oh, God.
Like an idiot. I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, you're an idiot, right? Like, you
That's
know
not
what's
fair.
Going on.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, he's like, it's normal. Quit talking to me. Just like, I was like, okay, I'm going to go away.
Aw, that is, you know, that's something that the kids don't understand right now, because anything that happens to them, they can just Google and skip the embarrassing, who the fuck do I share this right. with talk, you know? I mean, no, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, my dad did not call me an idiot, but he basically was uncomfortable. Was like, that's normal.
Stop talking.
Yeah, just like leaves me like, oh, that's normal. You just did this now? Go wash yourself. Get away. Like, don't talk to me after you do that ever again. Like,
I remember believing that my dick sweated somehow. When
I
had one of those nocturnal emissions, and I tried, you know, wiping it off, embarrassed out of my underwear, and shoving it in the middle of the laundry.
Yeah.
Like I fucked up. Yeah, nobody was telling me.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
That's something, like, they call it a wet dream, but, like, no, you're awake when it happens. You know. You're just laying in bed just kind of like, this feels good against the sheet.
No, I disagree.
Really?
You had it in your sleep, right?
You had them in your sleep.
Couple in my sleep, yeah. And you wake up, and you're like, what the fuck? That was good, whatever it was.
Oh, you feel that it was good?
Yeah, but I do remember waking up, and I didn't put two and two together. So I don't know. Maybe it was even when I was older. I think I was young, and when I'd have those... I wouldn't remember it. And then I got older and be like, oh, I wonder if I won. Yay. Then I would try it. I'm like, I'm just thinking, aren't you're like, wow, I think I'm fucking in my sleep. I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to win. And there was the prize when I woke up.
It's funny that our generation didn't know that your family didn't speak to you about this. I was told about my period in school. I know that my mother's generation, she knew somebody who didn't know at all. That girl got her period. She thought that she had a cut. She thought that she had a wound inside her vagina or like somewhere.
And she started, is this the friend that started using glue, right? And tried to glue it together.
She treated it like it was a wound. You know, can you imagine your, you know how much blood comes out of there? What do you think happened to your poonie? It's all kinds of gooky and brown and red and wow. You would have to put me in a hospital. I'd be so scared.
I was home when my younger sister had her. I was just me and her in the house, and she's just crying and crying like on the bathroom. And she calls me in, and she's like, "I'm having my period," and I'm just laughing. I think it's hysterical. I'm just like, ha ha. She's like, "Come on, I'm having my period." Aww. Like she has the flu or something. Like it's just, like, make it stop. I'm, like, I'm not getting near that.
Yeah, this is the reason I brought up, by the way, the promos. I was going to play, I think the Jewish one is one of the promos. But since we're talking about it, this is from your brother.
She started touching me. I'm thinking, that feels good. Keith
and the girl. We're driving from Florida home.
She has her hand on your pants, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Did you like try to talk to the family? Because that'd be hot.
Stop.
Peeing her hand, but I don't want to stop. I can't hold it back, and then finally, I'm peeing in her hand.
Do you remember, like, times were, like, close to getting caught, but not like they caught me off guard. Like, somebody's coming down the steps, and granted, I'm not a little boy. 18, and some cultures consider that being a man, and I'm in bed going, I'm finishing.
The race.
I'm like, let's see if I win. I did it. And then you got to talk to me, but only one hand is free. Hi, can you hand me a towel? Well, not my towel, I guess a shirt, because I'm normal. Just hand it to me. I didn't know the etiquette. Do I say thank you? Can I rub your arm while you're doing it? I like that human touch. Complete the circle.
KeithandTheGirl.com. That's from a couple years ago. I do remember being downstairs in my basement, jerking off. Finally know what jerking off is. I'm at least 18. And somebody would come down, you know, like to tell me dinner's ready. Okay. And then start a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, and it could be my parents should know better. Like,
right, right.
Why am I laying in bed? I can't get up until you turn around.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell what I'm doing?
Like, why is your door shut?
Right, why
like,
is it?
Like, you don't
it?
Get it, middle of the afternoon, the door is shut.
What are you doing?
There's music really loud, yet I'm not dancing or anything. There's background noise really loud. Like, just, yeah, I'll be down. I'm coming.
I'm coming. Yeah. Yeah.
But you always finish. Like when you're a
kid,
you're still finished. You're like, I'm not quitting. Like, I've actually had it where my back's against the door in case someone's about to come in. So like, I'm going to finish this.
Like, yeah, I'm going to get in some kind of trouble if I get caught, but I got to.
You still finish.
I just, right.
And it's even worse because now you're doing it while your mom's talking to you. It's right. Like, I do not want to jerk off to my mom's voice. Like, just shut up, lady. Just let me finish and we'll continue.
I have a problem. You just be quiet.
Wash the dishes. You don't want me touching the dishes you're going to eat on right now.
But here's what made me remember that. The clip's called Don't Damn Me, and I think it's the Jewish one where I'm talking about the hats and that whole system is ridiculous.
What's this?
Oh, here, let me see. Keith
and the girl. Hey, welcome to the show, you fat fucks. A dog fucking this chick. I just thought to that. Licking your fucking nut. Cunt fuck shit.
No, I think this is just being dirty.
It's a Jew, because apparently they know things.
Don't call my fans Jews. This ugly pig is getting is getting fucked in the mouth. Words, I saw one where this guy
that would be okay.
fills up a tub.
Oh, God, I don't know if I want to hear
of
this.
Shit in water, like fucks her and then throws her in this tub.
No.
I'm literally jerking off in this office in the middle of the night. She is a whore.
You shat in somebody's file drawers, an official business, and then.
Okay, wow. Did we forget that they gave me the shit Christmas cookies?
Shit for shit.
Okay. Now it's fucking weird. Isn't it weird?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Being a douche.
I've jerked off to the Food Network. One more thing. Fuck you. Holy shit.
I like everything we talked about. That is the most embarrassing thing. Is jerking off to the Food Network.
Yeah, there's really no rhyme or reason to that promo.
This emerald's good. Bam! Goddamn right, Bam.
I'll give you Bam.
But I know, we did, I don't know where it is then. We had a little promo or something like that. Someone will have to send me a link or we'll put on the forums or something where we talked about that. Their hats and... why don't you just have... I remember saying, why don't you just have credit cards hanging off those big fucking ridiculous hats?
I remember
it
that.
Really is. I'm more important. I have a bigger hat.
Oh, those Abe Lincoln hats?
Yeah.
Those,
yeah, the fur. Mine's fur. I'm chosen, so mine's fur.
You know what
fur.
Those look like? Those look like... what do you call it? Trivial Pursuit game pieces.
Yes.
That's what it looks like. It's like...
And you just do it yourself. Like, you don't even... It's not like you went to school and you get that hat. You had the balls to go one day in synagogue. Oh, yeah, something happened yesterday. Anyways, I'm super chosen. I decided. I can prove it. My hat's $100. So I go up first for the whatever the fuck.
I was like, are you playing for a piece of pie? Is this for pie?
So keithandthegirl.com/forums. I'll find the link to the thing I'm talking about. I know it's somewhere. The Iraqi journalist who threw the shoes at former President George Bush. You remember this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says that he was tortured in Iraq. Beatings, whippings, and electric shock.
Who's he telling? The president of our United States? You threw a shoe at our president. Who are you talking to?
Right.
That's your people. We were over there to to say something to your people, and you threw a shoe at us.
Well, he's saying he wasn't treated nice.
Oh.
You know, in that civilized country.
Yeah.
That there's no reason we should be there and help civilize.
That throw shoes at civilized people.
He said, yeah, he was electrocuted. His name is Mantatar al-Jadi. He left an Iraqi army base where the prison is located, accompanied by several members of parliament. He said his brother, Uday... I'm sorry, this guy is saying his brother... Who gives a shit? I can't fucking... I don't know. There's circles and dots.
He had bad aim. He missed him. His point blank range. Yeah,
they missed him. They act like the president was quick or a great, you know, football player. He didn't really have to duck. Ooh, he's fast on his feet, this president.
He's missing by... He's 3 feet in front of him. It's point blank range. Like, how are you going to miss him?
He was freed after 9 months in prison for what he did, his act of protest. He told a news conference at the TV station where he works that he was abused after his arrest. He also says his actions were motivated by what he called the oppression and humiliation of Iraqis under the U.S. occupation. He says now that he's free, his country is still held captive, and he got new shoes.
Soon after he got out of jail, he sang the song, "Throw the Jews Down the Well."
I think he should just not be allowed to wear shoes anymore. That should be his punishment. You don't know how to handle those.
He, of course, said, "This is your farewell kiss, you dog. This is for the widows, the orphans, and those you killed in Iraq." And then he threw the shoes. And even now, he fears for his life. So he's not a hero. I thought he was a hero over there, but he's not.
No, they don't like him?
They're saying, no, you made us look bad. And apparently they tortured him a little bit.
So he was tortured, like, he got messed with before the shoe incident, and now he's got messed with after. It sounds like this guy just bitches. Everyone's just fucking with him.
What do you mean before the shoe incident?
Did he say the reason why he threw the shoes is because he was mad about what happened before?
Injustice, yeah.
And there was more injustice after the shit. Like,
surprise.
There's no, like, there's nothing good, apparently, to this guy.
In Iraq.
But remember when he did that? Remember he threw his shoes and people were, like, offering them their daughters? Mm. Yeah. Remember that? By the way, real civilized.
Yeah.
Take my daughter and two goats. I'm not joking. That's how. That's what they do. And then,
he's like, actually, I could use some more sandals. I don't have any anymore.
Well, apparently most people weren't pleased. I found that as a surprise.
Wasn't there a monument or something?
No, you're thinking no, it was a joke picture. Oh, it was a giant bronze shoe or something. Okay.
You're thinking of the new Yankee Stadium, and that's Lou Gehrig.
Right. That's totally different. Isn't that him by our Port Authority?
That's a through show.
This is coming up once again. They want to change the name of the Washington Redskins football franchise. Six Native Americans are filing a joint petition with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office saying, hey, Redskins, that's offensive. And we don't like it anymore. It really seems like they just ignore it and it goes away, right? Doesn't this come up every other year?
First of all, six people are applying for it. And I know, and I'm kidding. But people are cheering for the Redskins. There's like a positive work.
I mean, I grew up in Cleveland, nice. Where the Indians are. Cleveland Indians. And
right. No, where you do the tomahawk chop, that one?
That's Atlanta Braves.
Oh, okay.
But
why are we naming our teams this nonsense anyway?
Why did we in the first place?
Yeah. It's stupid.
It is stupid.
Well, Indians are brave. They're tough, right?
Well, the thing that's like the funniest about the Cleveland Indians is if you look at their mascot, it's like very cartoony. That big red face with the real pointy like features, like the very like triangle feature. Like there's a bump in the nose that I think just takes it too far. Like that's where it's like it was all right until you put the fucking extra bump in the middle of the nose for no reason.
I wonder if you can do that to any other sort of race or group of people. Like you want to name them after Jews, the you know Cleveland money managers.
Yeah, but there's only 10 Indians left. Like there's only six of them are mad. Well, there's only 15 of them. Like you got one third of them. Like we're not doing shit till there's 100. Well, there's not 100 Indians.
You think it'd be an uproar? You're saying you think it'd be a bigger deal if it was like the Washington Hebes?
Yeah, because you know, there's more Hebes than there are Indians.
I guess it's wrong. I mean, it makes sense. Except, who am I to say? But yeah, it's wrong.
Except they only meant well. They're naming their team after him.
Do
right. You know what I mean?
They're not going to They're not going to give their own team a name that they don't think is strong and
just
admirable.
To fuck with them.
Yeah. Their whole idea is you people. I guess that's the bad part. Are strong and capable and are winners, and we want to name our team after it. Now I don't know if it is the same derogatory thing as calling them the you know something Hebes. You know,
if they say it is, then it is, right?
Well, the Cleveland Indians came about because they were the Cleveland Spiders. And then their best player
Spiders.
Was a dumb name.
Some of these teams, it sounds like 12-year-olds made up the name.
Yeah, but this was like 19. Back then, there's like five people that cared about baseball. But their best player was an Indian. So in his honor, they changed it to Cleveland Indians because of their best player.
Wow.
And that's why it was Cleveland Indians. But he did not have this big pointy nose at the current. Like that's it was a little too much. Like it's like this very rough, very rigid features.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a big Washington Redskins fan, and then all of a sudden you have a new name. That's kind of weird too.
And all the paraphernalia is no longer. You know, probably if you're a fan, you have every single
item. But you could do it. Like Washington Bullets changed to Washington Wizards.
I mean, a lot
did anyone give a shit?
Tennessee, all this, but I don't know. I don't want you going Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm into. I don't want you changing it. It's not a steel town anymore. It's a little ridiculous, but I like the name. I don't want to change.
It's very offensive to Steelers.
Right. To robbers. Yeah. They're like, no, it's about steel.
My dad worked in the steel mills. We don't talk about it anymore.
Oh, well. Remember the case with Joe Satriani suing Coldplay? That's been solved. Here, I'll play a little thing to remind you. First Coldplay. Rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own. Okay, now Joe Satriani.
Kind of similar.
I think very similar.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, then it seems like everybody sang that song, Cat Stevens, Shakespeare, and it became like who stole it from who. But anyway, there was an out of court settlement.
Oh wow!
So Joe's from Coldplay to Joe Satriani said Joe Satriani is happy.
What year was that Satriani song?
Satriani song many years ago. Coldplay fairly recently. I don't remember though.
How much do you know?
How many years apart?
No. How much money?
I have no idea. They're just saying, hey, everybody's fine now.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
You know what the most weirdest like music lawsuit thing? CCR, John Fogerty. Do you remember like he came out with a song like? Like he signed some horrible record deal where he didn't own any of the CCR songs that he wrote.
Right.
So he came out with a solo album years later, and the record label took him to court for doing his own song, and he had to sit there and play like how they were different.
In court?
Yeah, he had to sit there with a guitar in court. It's like, and the judge is like, "Well, you sound just like the last guy," and you know, he just went like, "Motherfucker, that's because I was."
Yeah,
like, that's.
I was Creedence, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Like,
you want to hear something weird? You know that that dance song that I did that never got published that I just, you know, I submitted? And, yeah, I submitted a lot of songs in all different places, and not all my writing was taken. Some of it was, and some of it wasn't. This one wasn't. But Lauren was playing it at a bar because she has it on her iPod, and somebody came up to her, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, I love that song." And I'm like, he meant without the lyrics, right? Because, you know, this guy, it's techno music, so he can just put out whatever. And he goes, no, I know this song. And I keep forgetting, like an idiot, I gotta look that up, because this guy is pretty big, and if he's using my lyrics, awesome.
You should be getting money.
It's kind of uncool.
It'd be fantastic if I catch that, because we didn't settle before. If you already have it out, now I have a bigger say.
Right,
do you know
right.
what I mean? Now it's just, I have every kind of proof that I did it and that it's mine. So, I don't know. Maybe. That'd be really, really cool.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. I'm rooting for me. Wee.
Suzanne Summers is saying about Patrick Swayze that the reason he died was because of chemotherapy.
Is she a Scientologist?
You know what? She has a face like a Joker now. Suzanne Summers had so much work done, and she's one of these people, and she denies it. And she says that it all came from healthy eating.
You know what?
She's one of these, you know? It's all herbs and this and that. And like, honey, it's knives to your face. We all know what it is. You're ridiculous.
Is she the one that did the thigh masters?
Yes.
You know that it came out that she got surgery on her thighs to make them look like that?
Well, think about it.
Well, then she countered that with something like she had to get surgery because of some, you know, either cancer or some kind of whatever. And I'm like, so now you're...
How do you get cancer in your
first
thighs?
First of all, how... Are you going to say, you know what, I know how this guy died, when it's too late? The guy died.
I know why he died. Not enough people prayed for him.
That's what it was. If we all cared enough. Hey, thanks, God. We tried. Oh, well. Anyway, she says, yeah, they took a beautiful man and they put poison in his body. She has a new book about cancer coming out next month, actually. She said, why could...
Oh, she's got a... Oh, did she do all the research in the world? Is she a doctor now?
She's dangerous. I mean... We have a lot of stupid people, and she's quite dangerous. Why couldn't they have built him up nutritionally and gotten rid of the toxins? I hate to be controversial, she says, but I have to speak out. Why couldn't he just eat a head of lettuce or something?
Did she realize how deadly pancreatic cancer is? Like, that's like...
This should have proved it to her.
That's like such... They should give her cancer... Just be like, all right, go ahead, prove that we fucked up.
Yeah, make yourself a couple of health salads.
Yeah. Oh, it's not working?
Yeah, did you try the smoothie on chapter 4? You dumb.
No, they really should. She's probably not scared of cancer. If you know the cure is salad.
Yeah.
You should make yourself that person. Inject me with cancer. Watch me go.
Right. I was like, she's not going too well. What happened? Come on.
I'm like, quick, I need a cucumber vinaigrette salad real quick. I hope I put the right amount of vinegar
in it.
Didn't
she like ruin 3's company too? Like, I just watched like those True Hollywood Stories. Like,
She wouldn't show up, or she was a diva or something?
Yeah, like she thought she was the biggest part of it or something, or like had some contract thing or something. Well, let's be honest, that show was John Ritter.
Of course.
Like,
guy couldn't quit tripping over stuff.
What a shit show.
Jack Tripper, and he tripped over everything. You
Come
get
on,
it?
John Ritter was funny. You have to admit, you liked that when you were a kid.
Maybe when I was a... No.
No, really?
We had like three channels.
The Regal Beagle? You wanted to go to the Regal Beagle.
He was the only ladies' man that never got any ladies. He just wanted to go down. He's always trying to fuck the twins.
I never understood why any of them were considered sexy. Maybe because I was a kid and that's not what little girls look up to. Like, weird hairy chest with buttons open down to their belly.
Larry
and everyone, Larry's. You know. And then fucking, what's the landlord's name with the funny faces?
Mr. Roper.
Furley.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But how funny was that, though? That was a different time.
I was a kid.
Jack loved ladies, but to be allowed to be in the have roommates that were female, he had to act like he was gay. Remember that? And Mr. Furley would always be, "Where's Rent? Where's Rent?" I'm shitting myself. And Jack Tripper would go, "Where's Rent?" And then he caresses his face like, "Oh, faggot. Okay, I'll see you next month, but stop being late with Rent." Okay, Oh, by the way, I got to go cook dinner again for my boss. He's a chef. Remember, he was a chef.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Bistro, Jack's Bistro.
That was later.
Yeah, yeah. but he would always burn
the show. You never watched the show you hated that you know all the details.
I'm telling you, I watched it, but I just I used to watch TV just like a drone. You know, just watching it, just nothing. It didn't even
really
matter.
I thought it was. Yeah. As a kid, I thought it was funny. I doubt I'd sit there and watch him now.
It's just frustrating to me that there was always some kind of issue that was never an issue, that was somebody misunderstanding something. And what's her face, Chrissy, and her snorting laughter with her boobs bopping up and down that distracted everybody.
That was every so show stupid. Was some stupid misunderstanding. Like, what did he say on the other side of the door? Like, right. Whoa!
Oh my God, he's fingering Janet.
Yeah. There's a lot of eavesdropping in this apartment. Like, right. Every time you open a door, it'd be someone's face. Like, right up against the door. Like, oh, well, what are you doing? Nothing.
That swinging kitchen door that always hits somebody in the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
What a bunch of nosy sons of bitches.
That's true. That's very true. Keith and Hemda, I'm 15 years old, and I was writing a paper. I wrote about you guys for my psychology class. What psychology class do you have when you're 15 years old?
Which class? Psychiatry?
Psychology.
Where does he live? In the States?
Yeah.
Really?
Please don't say my name on air, but I just listened to show 583 where you read Danny Yale's paper. I'm 15, and last year I wrote about you guys for my college psychology class.
What?
What does that mean?
I wonder if he's 25 and that was a miss.
Yeah, was he Doogie Howser?
That's what I was going to say, yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to be bothered with papers written about you by students, but I thought you might like mine because it blows Danny's shit out of the water. If you're...
He's 15.
Right. If you're 25, right.
Listen to this thesis about curing cancer. It's going to fuck your shit up.
I think it's a female, but I hope you're not 25. Yeah, I destroyed this kid. So I don't understand the college part, but here's this paper if you want to hear a little bit. This is the assignment. This is an experience from your past, which you now consider to be negative without redeeming qualities. Take this past situation and struggle to see some way it may have benefited you as a meaningful life lesson.
Okay.
It was Oscar Wilde who said, "Children begin by loving their parents. As they grow older, they judge them. Sometimes they forgive them." That quote always comes to my mind when my parents do something that infringes on my angelic image I built of them as a child. While my parents are kind, loving people, they are not the godlike entities I've always built them up to be. My parents and I usually work in the kind of silent, calm harmony, but there is always the inevitable headbutting. This debacle was started when my father found me walking around listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Keith and the Girl. It is a comedy show full of skilled jokes, interesting guests, current topics, and dirty humor. It's the kind of show not necessarily meant for someone around my age group, but it has fans from 8 to 80. Most, do we?
We have fans from 5 to 80.
Most of the time, I listen to the show as if I'm watching a circus. Not totally involved, but definitely amused.
But what the hell? Did we just get...
I don't know if this is a compliment. Hmm. But still, the charming and crass hosts find a way to bring a rare heartfelt chuckle from my lips. To be honest... he doesn't laugh much, or she. To be honest, the show is one of the highlights of my life because it religiously serves to calm and refresh me the way only a good laugh can. Fond of taking things from me and being overly suspicious, my father took the earbuds from me and proceeded to listen. I had been caught with the vice a couple of times, but this time my mom was present, so he decided to confront me on it. I know this decision was made knowing that he had an alliance in his corner. I'd give you an F, by the way. You're really shoehorning
these
big words.
He's got a lot of big words. You can tell, like, he's, like, the sourcing this stuff. I like it, though, so far. Whatever. He likes you guys. Like,
usually an individual clashes with my parents. I hold my own, using skilled words to deflect their insults.
Like angelic.
Lashing back and defending myself. This time, because they were teamed up, they decided to take the high and mighty road. Rhetorical questions like, don't you know that this shit rots your brain? Rain down on my head like rocketing missiles.
Wow, poetic.
Wow.
He's 15, by the way. He's not 25.
Why can't I have parents that you talk like that? First of all, I wouldn't be able
to... Are you correcting his... I saw you write it. You're correcting his grammar as you're reading.
I'm circling. I don't like that you have the word shit in your school paper. There was really nothing that I could say. When people you love turn their nose up at you, you have two choices. Here's what he writes, or she. To smash their nose in their own faces. By the way, I'm not joking. She wrote feces. Yeah. To smash their nose in their own feces. Or let them float away in their bubble.
Oh,
these are the two choices?
It's not literally.
Still.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
That's
you a take
term.
A shit and you wait to see what happens. Don't flush.
I kept the pin in my pocket and lamely made a half-hearted attempt to defend myself, saying, it's like Stern or Chappelle. Promptly, they snubbed, and why would you want to listen to that? I am now forbidden from listening to two of my favorite people, Keith and Kenta. Of course, I will still listen. I am Eve. They are my apple.
Huh.
That's cute, though. They wrote about you guys.
Afterwards, I brooded for hours. I felt a sense of betrayal because they were trying to deny me something as great as Keith and the girl.
Aww.
While the show might be ridiculous, it can also be heartwarming. It offers some of the best teaching a young girl can have. So it's a girl. It talks about everything from disgusting habits to heart-wrenching tales of abortion. While I would have written about a million other things, I chose to write about this because I feel as if my parents have repressed me in a final, inevitable way. Moral, ultimately, I am the one who has control over what I accept into my head.
Mm.
I don't know about this.
Mm.
That's cute.
It's adorable.
It's very cute.
I'm just trying to think if she got the goal of the assignment done.
No, she's that's a C student. That's a C student. Like, the parents don't give a shit what she's listening to. If she got straight A's, they'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah, that's I don't know. That was a compliment, right?
Yeah, like, hey, if I want to listen to two retards, like, whoa, wait.
We all check out crap.
Yeah.
I don't see what the big deal is. Oh, well. Let me say this. RayDeVito.net. You go there. You get to see what Ray's doing. You get to see when he's performing live. Everybody sees him. They love him. That's what they tell me. They say, hey, I saw Ray. I love him.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, everybody.
A big thing that a lot of the Keith and the Girl people attend every month is the Sacapuntas.
That's true.
Pat Dixon will be at the next one with his Disturbed Twitters. If you will, that guy.
He should
October
just stand 7th. There and read it on stage. So October 7th, still at the Bowery Poetry
Club. Yeah.
Great club. Awesome space. And it's sacapuntasshow.com, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And don't forget, by the way, keithandthegirl.com/store. Any order over $10, you get a free Keith and the Girl keychain. For this weekend, just rate Jew in the comment section, right?
Yep. And that that offer expires Monday at sundown, everybody.
Mm, wherever you're from. Your son. I got to be fair, right? All right. Thank you guys so much, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Jew holidays. And we'll talk to you the next week. Bye.
KeithandTheGirl.com.